as an artist and researcher, is it difficult creating my art? And what's it like combining technology and art? And I suppose for me, I have always been interested in kind of using technology as part of my practice, but I'm only really interested in using it when it makes sense. So I always like to think about what that technology does and what are the different kind of things that it can do that something else can't do, and then start to use that as to put it into my art. But I always come up with an idea first, and then if it makes sense, use technology with it, if that all makes sense. So that idea, I kind of think of an idea and then work out what the medium and the materials to make it with. And for the past kind of couple of years, that's been machine learning. You ask, is it difficult creating your art? Is it difficult creating my art? I'm not sure. I think sometimes you just get an idea and then everything rushes out of you, which is always the nicest thing. Other times it can be quite difficult to work out what the interesting thing is. And again, this kind of goes back to what I was saying about kind of like making sure that there's an idea and then making sure that the kind of materials are right to kind of like explore that idea. Because often when I get stuck, it's because I've decided that I want to use this particular thing, or I've got like a certain kind of space that I need to use. And then it just gets really tricky to kind of then kind of like map that onto the idea. So for me, I would say that like the idea comes first and then all of these other things come afterwards. And then you ask, when I have a show, do I get tech and art enthusiasts and person of all ages asking questions? Yes, when I show something, I often get a really wide variety of people coming from both kind of like the tech space and the art space, and which is really nice. And it's always really interesting because you get very, very different questions from someone who is, say, a computer scientist versus someone who is an art historian, or someone who is kind of interested in the history of science or something. And also I get people who come to my shows who are not either of those things. So they're just kind of, they're not hardcore scientists and they're not hardcore new media artists. And always you get such a wide variety of people, and also people asking very, very different things. And then you ask, I've shown at lots of different places, and do I think about the medium as well as how it might be presented in the space? I definitely think about the medium and in of what I'm doing. And I'm really, really interested in machine learning and artificial intelligence as a medium, as a material, and what it can do. And because one of the things that I think often gets conflated is when people talk about this, is that when you're kind of making stuff with machine learning, you're making with an algorithm and with the data set. And one of the things that I've particularly been interested in is working with data sets and building my own data sets and constructing my own labeling system and building all of this everything from the ground up. Because I think there's so many interesting things that you can kind of do when you're trying to build a world to kind of then kind of like teach a machine what that world might be. So for me, kind of like, because like if you take data sets that are just kind of like, if you just scrape them from the internet, or if you take something that's already been put together, for me, that's less interesting than doing it myself. So I spend a lot of my practice kind of building my own data sets. And there's lots of different interesting things around archiving, around libraries, around all of those, and all of the issues that are kind of inherent in those practices that can start to be brought out with the idea of data sets and training sets. The other kind of part of machine learning is the algorithm. And then also there's all sorts of different issues and a whole different lineage and connotations and history that you have to start to consider when you use it as a material. And then when you combine those two things together, there's all sorts of things going on, which for me make it a really interesting material to work with. And it's not just a tool, because I've also found that in my work, it kind of behaves like a process as well, because I have to start, make something, allow something to act on it, go back, remake it, change what I'm doing. And so it's kind of like this constant iterative loop that kind of has changed how I work, which I never thought would happen when I initially started working with it. Winning prizes doesn't make a difference in impact. Winning prizes or awards definitely makes an impact, and especially winning the European Media Art Fellowship a couple of years ago really changed kind of like the ability for me to kind of work with machine learning quite significantly, because it allowed me the space and time and access to facilities that I wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. And at that point in time, there wasn't as much hype about AI, and the kind of projects that I wanted to do were very, very expensive. So having those kind of awards and institutional support really allowed me to make very ambitious work. I am very much looking forward to coming and speaking in Indiana in September, and I'm really excited to kind of have an exhibition on campus, because I always think you get the most interesting questions from people who are actually working in the field right on the cutting edge of things. So I am excited and really interested as to kind of the type of people who will come and the questions that I will get.